Let's go inside her story from our New York studios. It's Jackie Reed. Hey, Jackie.
Hey, Skip. Happy Friday, you guys. Hi, Sybil and Lavelle. Welcome.
Hey.
Well, despite protest, online outrage, and much more, the VH1 show Sorority Sisters aired this week. And now the boycott continues. But this time, you guys, the target isn't the network, but advertisers. And it appears to be working, as several advertisers, including the movie Selma, are demanding that their ads not air during the show. I'm going inside her story with Lawrence Ross, the man who orchestrated this plan to go after advertisers. He is a proud member of Alpha Phi Alpha, like our good friend Roland Martin. And he is also author of the very popular book, The Divine Nine, which talks about the history of Black Greek organizations. Good morning. Good morning, Lawrence.
Good morning.
Now, as of this morning, how many advertisers have pulled out? Are you keeping count?
Yeah. Oh, of course we're keeping count. Right now we have around 16 advertisers that are gone, and we're looking for more.
Okay. Fantastic. I know that includes Ava DuVernay, who we had on this show last week. She's a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha, and she does not want ads of the movie Selma running during the show Sorority Sisters, correct?
Yeah. Ava was absolutely great. She was actually the first person to actually respond to our request to remove the Selma ads from the show, and she did it almost immediately. And so after that, we got companies like Honda, T-Mobile, Cricket, they all started dropping off.
Okay, fantastic. Tell me about the history of this, because there was an effort to boycott the show, I think back in June, but not go after advertisers. How did this come about? How'd you come up with this?
So what happened in June was that what typically usually happens with a protest is that they created a kind of an online move on or change.org a petition to VH1. And when VH1 announced last week that they were actually going to be doing the show, we obviously knew that they were trying to sneak the show into the lineup. They didn't do a lot of promo. And I watched how people reacted. A lot of the fraternity and sorority members reacted. And I knew that their reactions were basically going at the wrong target. You can't really target VH1. They've already made their monetary decision. But what you have to do is you have to hit at the underbelly. You have to actually look at the people who actually are funding it. And one of the things that I recognized was that brands do not want to be associated with negativity, particularly when it comes to denigrating African Americans. It's just that no one previously had been going after those advertisers and saying, look, make a choice. Are you going to make a choice that you want to support the show? Does this reflect your values, or do you want to reflect the values of the people who are often doing the exact same things that are in your mission statement? And it's a very good choice.
Why this show? You know, a lot of folks who've heard about, you know, this boycott say, why haven't the Black Greeks come out and boycotted other shows that depict Black women in negative ways? You know, The Housewife, you know, Hip Hop Atlanta, and all of those other shows, Basketball Wives. Why hasn't that happened?
Yeah, you know, I always tell people my degree is in history. And one of the things that you always learn in history is that protests always occur when they occur. It's not really about, you know, what happened before. People are unconscious about something, and then something occurs that's very close to who they are, and then they become aware of it. And as I always say, it's kind of like if your next block over has trash on their lawns, you're not really paying attention. But if it comes to your block, then suddenly you pay attention, and you're aware, and you're conscious. And not only are you conscious about what's actually going on your block, you then look around and say, hey, all of this is starting to affect me. And because it was dealing with African American fraternities and sororities, we looked at it and it hit close to home. It wasn't just individuals who were doing, you know, outrageous things. It was individuals who were doing things under the auspices of being members of our organization.
Lawrence, any reluctance from advertisers to pull out? And if so, what's their reasoning?
Yeah. They've basically gone, the ones who haven't pulled out have gone kind of to radio silence. There are some like Macy's, Kay Jewelers, Walmart. You know, we've been tweeting left and right, and we haven't heard anything from them. But when we do hear from them, you know, most of them reaffirm the fact that the show doesn't reflect their values. And they, you know, it's not even really about saying, hey, don't boycott us, but this doesn't reflect our values and we're sorry for being a part of it.
Had any of them seen anything from the show, any trailers or even the entire episode?
Well, we expect that if you've been on there since Monday, the show was on Monday, and this is Friday. We expect that if you don't have an advertising department or a marketing department who's actually showed you the show that your ads are on, they're incompetent. They should have been fired.
Now, how does this work, Lawrence? If someone wants to support this effort, you know, what do they do? Is there a list somewhere of advertisers? Should they be doing something on social media? What can people do?
There are a couple of things they can actually do. One thing, they can follow me, because I actually put on Twitter, because I put out the list as it comes out in terms of as advertisers go off. Follow me at Alpha, A-L-P-H-A, 1906 on Twitter. The other thing that they can do is that during the hour of Sorority Sisters, open up the hashtag on Twitter, Sorority Sisters, and then tweet not just about how you don't like the show, but tweet directly to the advertisers who are still supporting it. And then if you tweet me, I will send you a list of all the advertisers who are still supporting Sorority Sisters. And that's pretty much it. And then also right now, we're going back and forth. If you don't watch the show, we'll drive down the ratings. But at the same time, that's not the engagement. Drive down the ratings by not watching the show, but then also still tweet.
Okay. Now, VH1 said late yesterday they're not pulling out. They're going to continue to run this show despite the number of advertisers that have pulled out.
They'll always say that. It doesn't matter. They'll keep on doing. What we're going to do is we're going to make this hour so toxic that it's going to be, if you're an advertiser who goes there, we're going to make sure that we let people know that they don't share the values of African-American, and particularly African-American women.
Are you hearing anything from the inside of VH1?
No. You know something? I haven't even paid attention to VH1. Because VH1 has made their own choice in terms of the type of programming that they're going to buy. So why appeal to VH1 to say they're going to or not? You know, to me, it's about the people who actually pay their bills who are going to be the ones who are going to make that choice.
Okay. And are you asking people to boycott these advertisers that don't pull out during the holiday, during the Christmas holiday, not shopping or using the products?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Target, Kmart, Kia. I mean, like I said, it's been 5 days. I mean, I'm sorry?
I said, Target.
I think you hit home there, Lawrence.
They got doorbuster sales going on at Target. I don't know, brother.
Man, I knew that was a bridge too far.
I knew that was a bridge too far for some folks.
Hey, can I boycott and still get my layaway out?
if you boycott and they leave, I'll put something on it for you.
All right. Thank you,
Lawrence. Appreciate you. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Lawrence. All right, you guys.